As always, I really consider it a privilege to be here. I want to thank the Chamber for hosting this event and allowing me to come and share some things that's going on here in the city here in 2017 and what to look forward to in 2018. There's a lot of good stuff going on in Brazil. As you drive around, you can see it happening, whether it's construction or things happening on Main Street. We got a radio station in town. That's great. It's exciting. Thank you, Dave, for that. It brings more to Main Street, and we're certainly glad to have you here as a part of it, and it's great news. What I'd like to do is kind of go through and touch on each department here in Brazil and kind of what's went on and what to look for here in the upcoming year. And starting out with our street department, obviously you know the paving project's still continuing. We were able to pave several streets last year, but a couple noticeable ones was obviously Hendrick Street, Murphy Avenue, that's the high traffic areas. We'll be applying for more community crossings grant money this year, but that will be awarded in 2019. We'll sit down with council and see what we can budget this year to do some paving, but obviously we want to keep that ball rolling. We've got 50 miles of streets in Brazil. We're well over the 35 mile mark in paving streets. There's a group of people out there that I really want to thank, and that's the people that don't have their street paved. Because I'll tell you something, that's tough, because we're seeing all these go around, and I want to thank that group of people for their patience. They understand this is a project that takes time, and I certainly don't want them to think that they're forgotten. They're not, and their streets will be addressed as soon as we can make that happen, and I think you'll see that in the near future. So we do appreciate their patience. In the street department, we were able to purchase a bucket truck that we've used extensively this year for maintaining our ornamental street lights that's down through town. We're able to use it for cutting limbs and things of that nature, and also putting up the banners that's Main Street provided for the city, and it looks really nice through town. Well, the guys are going to be pretty busy on the street department this coming year. We've got some projects, one being our alleys. We're required to maintain them, keep brush cut back and things like that. We're going to work a little harder at that, painting curbs and things of that nature. So we do hire some seasonal help to help out with that, so you'll see them out there doing that sort of thing. We had a little storm damage this year. We had 32 large trees down that had to be cleaned up. And if you go through Brazil, you know, as a lot of towns, we have some very mature, large, older trees that are really getting bad. So that's something we're trying to address more of, to either cut those back or remove them. Some things you may also see is sidewalk projects. We've got a major project planned for the Jackson Street corridor. To let you know where that's at right now, we've got cost estimates in. There's money procured, and we're looking at, we're pretty close to doing the bidding process for these sidewalks, and we're looking at doing that whole corridor on Jackson Street from US 40 to Vandalia Street, and that would include new curb cuts and new sidewalks. So as we all know, that sidewalk's probably traveled as much, if not more, than Main Street. So we want to get some, we think that'll have a large impact there. We'll move on to the water department and the treatment plant out there. There's been a tremendous amount of work done. We done a new 18-inch bypass raw well line, then basically put in some new meters out there. There's something goes on out there a lot of people don't realize. We mow a lot of grass, so we was able to get them a new Dixie chopper, and there's a lot of its satellite operations that we mow out there too, such as the I-70 water tower and out of Craig Park and the river bottom property out east of town. We also put in some new high service pumps to better service our water situation. And some things that happens with the water department, as you well know, those are regulatory agencies we deal with. One major project that you'll see happening with the water department is beginning instituting a backflow prevention program. Now, that's through IDEM. It's something that we want to step up to the plate to. We've been very proactive on it. They've not came down and said, you have to do this, but we're going to be ahead of that curve. You know, you want these backflow preventers in place so, you know, if there's water backups and things like that, obviously, one, it don't come into homes, and two, it don't cross-contaminate the safe drinking water that we're required to provide to all the communities around us also. So we look for that to be a pretty good-sized project, and they're on top of that one. Also in the water distribution, these are the folks that go out there and you see fixing our water lines, installing new lines, new meter pits, and things like that. 2017, we extended that 6-inch water line out at the industrial park behind Great Dane. We got that done. We put 500 feet, I believe, in there. And along with that, there was new fire hydrants installed also. We had a major water project down in the southwest quadrant of Brazil. You've seen a lot of new lines, large lines replaced. Fire hydrants that were not working are now working and new ones put in. That was about a $450,000 project that pretty much finished up with the, if you go down there, you'll see there's some road cuts that need addressed along with some landscaping work in people's yards and things of that nature. In 2018, one of our goals is to finish that 6-inch line out the industrial part. If we get that looped in, it's a lot. It'll hold better pressure, and it also is easier to keep the water in there that's treated and maintain the levels of chlorine and things like that that it should have. That's another thing out there. You know, we've been in current discussion about our industrial park out there. We want to ramp up our utilities. You know, people talk about growth. They want to see it. We have a great industrial base here that is growing. We want to certainly be able to handle their utility needs when that happens. So that's currently being looked into about larger lines out there for water and wastewater both. In the wastewater department, we installed over 2,000 feet of storm water pipe and 24 catch basins. Throughout the city, there was another 21 new catch basins put in that was repaired or replaced. New storm throughout the city, there was 1,500 feet done there. Worked on the storm ditches. And that's all about continuing efforts to, you know, keep the flooding down and things like that. There was a lot of work down at the sanitary plant. There was a replacement of the UV system. 1,200 feet of 8-inch main, 2,000 feet of 6-inch main, 45 taps, 5 new manholes added, and a new lift station at Hendrick Street. So these guys have been busy, and you'll see more of that very same thing happening as we go on. And there again, that's about staying ahead of the curve, and where these things, before they're mandated to us, we try to get out there and get the job done. In planning and zoning, what we got going on there, we're still working on the blighted homes. Obviously, we got several that will be tore down, but in 2017, there was 222 building permits issued, and we collected $67,755, which a lot of that money helps when it comes to tearing down homes and blighted areas and things of that nature. Couple of things going on in the construction. You see the New Hope project, which is the Davis building and the junior high. Look for those to be completed by this fall. The duplexes that they're building, probably by mid next month. And they've already got a lot of that rented. There's a waiting list, I was told, for the duplexes, and there's already apartments rented at the Davis building. So we look forward to see that finishing up. It's really going to be nice and take care of those eyesores. Also, we removed 7 FEMA properties and 13 unsafe buildings were removed, right, Janet? So that's something we still got to work on. And the news was over the other day and that was talked about and done a good story on that. It's just something we just got to stay after. It's not going to go away until we make it go away. So there again, we'll still stay working very diligently on that. You know, that's all about the, in 2018, continued neighborhood revitalization, updating some city ordinances, and also, you know, these cleanup projects. We'll stay on that. The park, well, I'm kind of in that area. There's some good stuff going on there. Out there at Craig Park, the DNR's restocked them lakes, so we want to keep the fishing being pretty good out there and continued growth there. There'll be a new shelter put up at Craig Park this year. The soccer fields are still being in design, and we look for that to happen. And something that's been in recent discussion that I think would be a great addition to our park system is a dog park, a place someone can take out. They can let their dog run and get a little exercise and things like that. I mean, we have ordinances in town where they have to be kept on a leash. And so it's good to, it would be nice to have a place where they can go and get proper exercise. I don't know about most of you, but I don't like to run with my dog. We may go out and walk once in a while, but it'd be nice to have a place to go out and do that. And that would probably be out at Craig Park. So it seems to be the logical facility to put that at. It looks like we're getting very close to getting a bridge out there to finish that loop around the park. There's the Clay Community Foundation. I got a couple emails on what's going on that, and it looks like they may procure that Jeffers Bridge. And that would be a super addition to that park out there to finish that loop going around there. There's current discussion on the fountain and the rehab project going on there. The park board is working on that. There's been the cost identified there, and it's a matter of you know, budgeting the money and things like that. But that's something we want to, that's kind of our gateway right now coming in Brazil, and we want to get that back in repair, get it running, get it working and looking nice. And there's already been design done on it. And so it's a matter of the park board now working, I think, with the Clay Community Foundation. And personally, I think you're going to see it happen sooner than later. It really looks like it's a very, made some real positive movements there. Out at Craig Park, you know, we got the softball diamonds, the soccer fields. That park's developing. That's a great place out there that I think you're going to see continue to develop. Our whole park system, for a city this size, I'd put it up against any of them. The golf course over there, the guys, the board of directors have done a great job over there of managing that. When we all know golf's kind of been in a downturn over the last several years, and we've done a good job of surviving that. I think right now we've got 40 new carts coming to, you know, so when people come and play, they're going to be in a nice new cart, and I think it'll be very inviting and they'll want to come back. We just need Tiger to win a couple tournaments, maybe the Masters, and golf will get a big boost. With him playing, it's amazing how it's already took a swing upwards. So that's good news, and our park systems, they're doing a great job over there on keeping that all going. The entertainment they're going to have over there with the Brazil concert band's going to still be there, along with some additional entertainment. I think 4 concerts are scheduled over there outside of the Brazil concert band. So good stuff with the parks. On our fire department, there was a couple projects went on last year, and one, they teamed up with the Red Cross wanted to get this program going about installing fire alarms, which was great. I think one thing they didn't realize, our fire department had been doing that for quite some time. So it was a welcome addition, but our firefighters got out. They installed 223 smoke alarms. They will still do that. There's no charge to that at all. So we encourage anyone that would like to have a smoke alarms installed, please contact our chief. He'll see to it that that's taken care of. Another major thing I feel like the fire department does was they were awarded a grant to train firefighters basically for these overdose reversal kits for emergency use. We all know there's Indiana as a whole, along with other states, have a problem there. But our firefighters now have elected to do the training, and they're receiving these kits to use for opioid overdoses and this reversal drug, and they'll be carrying that on their engines in 2018. So they took that lead role as a first responder very seriously and have took the proper training to ensure we can help out in that nature, and they should be commended for that. These guys train constantly for all kinds of things besides fires. So they do answer to a lot of medical responses, so we want to make sure they got the proper equipment that's available to them to do the job that they want to do. Our police department, everybody's probably kind of heard about the Duke Energy project. We were able to purchase that property of Duke Energy down the west end of town, and at this point right now, the final design is done. The cost estimates are done. Our attorney, Tracy Orman, will be putting those documents together, and those will be let out for bids here very, very shortly. We're excited about that. You know, we're getting some room opened up, but there's a twofold effect. The police is going to have more room to work in, a more professional area to work in, and it will allow the fire department to expand also with the room that be provided when the police leave. I think the Duke Energy property is going to be a great addition for the police department. It's going to be more user-friendly for the public. It's more ADA receptive. It'll be a nice building. We were able to procure that. It was a two-year negotiation, but started out at $385,000, I believe, and by the end of the day, we got them down to $140,000. So that's a pretty good deal, and once we get these bids let out, I think we'll be in there this year yet. Also, what we'll probably be moving down there is also the water office where they collect money for your water bills. We get a tremendous amount of foot traffic in City Hall from that. And City Hall is not the easiest building to enter and exit, to be quite honest with you. So if they move down there, we're also looking at putting a drive-up window on the east side of the building so people won't even have to get out of their car. Like I say, it's a one-level building anyhow, so the ADA compliant things will be a lot easier for people to do that. So we look forward to that happening too. That's going to be a big addition for Brazil to inhabit that building. We don't have an empty building there, and it's being used for a good cause. I'd be remiss if I didn't recognize Rick Berger with Duke Energy. Was very instrumental in helping us get that price that we got it at, and he really went to bat for us. So there's a lot of good things going on like that. You're going to see it happen in 2018. In the clerk's office, we've got new software we've been working with for the last several months. It's streamlining a lot of things, and it's pretty tough when you change over into those new softwares. There's a tremendous amount of glitches, but there's light at the end of the tunnel now, and we're getting there, and it's working. I will say this, the clerk's office, along with our supervisors and everybody involved, is what's really made a large part of our financial success that we've had. Really, we started out this year with about $800,000 in cash reserves. That's pretty good for Brazil. It wasn't that many years ago that it was zero. So we do have a little money there that we can work with. And that's due to, we've tried to streamline. Our supervisors have been on board with, you know, just getting what we need to get. City Council's done a great job in budgeting the money. They allow us a workable budget, and I want to recognize them for all the help they've been in this. It takes it's a big team effort, and it's really worked out pretty well doing that, going that route. So there's, you know, we're ending up with positive balances, and that's always great and refreshing to see. You know, we're certainly not operating in the red. So all those people involved are very responsible for what they do and should be commended for that. They're good stewards of your money, trust me. So that's good to have them on board. So, you know, we got, I think, a lot of very good positive movement going in our community. It's a great community to live in and be part of. And there's just, there's nearly not enough time for me to share with you everything that I've seen happen in the last year. It's from our service clubs to our churches. Everybody's very active. They're very proactive. and we're seeing great results from it. I've been debating on this. I'm going to go ahead, this is a little personal, but you know, you see things happen in this community, people helping people, okay, and supporting people. But till you become part of it, you really don't realize the impact it has. You know, this time last year, I'm laying in Indianapolis Hospital, having an operation for stage 4 cancer, okay? And this will kind of clear the air on that, too. That came about very quickly. There was some very aggressive surgery done, and we came out of that and went through the healing process throughout the summer, and then in the fall, started in radiation treatments and went through 39 of those, and we got past that, which is great. There was a plan put in motion, it's worked. I've got a pretty good report. So the thing I want to mention, I wanted to kind of preface it with this. You would not believe the support, the letters, the cards, the prayers that happened throughout this whole thing. It's phenomenal. And I'm a firm believer, without those prayers and things that happened, things may have turned out very differently. So it's that's a community we live in. And like I say, I've seen it happen a lot, but now I've experienced, and I can't thank all those entities enough for everything they've done. It was huge. And right now, my health is good. We're excited about going into 2018 with a lot of good projects, a lot of hard work in front of us, but we enjoy that. It's like I say, the team effort, going through that deal I went through, you got to understand, you know, I was down about 3 weeks during the operation. The radiation took some time, but the people that stepped up to the plate up there at City Hall, the supervisors, council, everybody else involved, I'll tell you, we never missed a heartbeat with anything going on. Everything stayed on schedule and kept going, not to diminish what I do, but I'll tell you something, you've got some great people that really stepped up, and we asked a lot of them, and they really rose to the top, and it's just very proud to associate yourself with those people. I don't think you could find a better crew than what we got up there now, whether it's elected officials or just our employees in general. Not to mention my wife that I turned into a nurse, that's really not her gig, but boy, she toughed it out with me, and that was great. But I just want to close in thanking the community for everything they have done and participated in, and I assure you we'll do our part. And like say, from a personal standpoint, what went on, the support and everything I got, like I say, was just nothing short of phenomenal and very healing. And I want to thank you for that.